Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Kei te whakaronga mai koe ki tō tātou au horihori, ki te reo irirangi o Aotearoa. I'm Alison Balance and this is Our Changing World on RNZ National. And if you'd like to stay in touch, we are on Facebook and Twitter. Our handle is RNZ Science. Now, I love quirky natural history facts, so here's some toothy trivia that I discovered recently from Australian PhD student Kamaria Nazrula when she was in New Zealand for a paleontology conference.
Now, I'm completely intrigued because I read about your research and I've always been brought up with mammals like us, we have two sets of teeth, we have our baby teeth and our adult teeth, whereas animals like sharks can continually replace their teeth, there's always teeth in behind. Now, you're looking at teeth replacement in mammals, can you tell me about that?
There's this amazing wallaby species, we call it the narbalek. It's a type of rock wallaby from the Petrogale genus, and it has continuous tooth replacement. It's one of five mammals in the world that can do continuous tooth replacement, including the manatees and the silvery mole rat. So basically it can make up to 80 teeth in its lifetime in each tooth row.
Okay, well, so let's unpick that. So five species of mammals. Manatee, what was it, a mole rat?
There's three manatee species and the silvery mole rat and then the wallaby. And it's the only marsupial to do this.
So can you explain to me the tooth replacement? So, you know, compared to humans where the first set of teeth falls out, it's replaced by the second set of teeth. If you lose those ones, that's the end.
So kangaroos and wallabies do this thing called molar progression where they actually replace their teeth horizontally. So the whole row of teeth move forward and the frontmost tooth falls out and a new back one erupts. But most other species just do this once. The narbalek just keeps doing this. So it's like a conveyor belt, a perpetual conveyor belt of teeth.
So it goes from the back and moves the teeth moves round to the front.
Yep. And they keep falling out the front and keep growing from the back.
So what do you think's going on with that species of wallaby that it's got this continual conveyor belt and the others don't?
Well, they have a pretty special diet. They eat ferns, which are highly abrasive, but we're not sure whether the adaptation just happened like a random mutation in a population and then they were able to eat ferns, or whether they started eating ferns first and then some individuals got this mutation.
Either way, they probably couldn't eat the ferns without having this tooth replacement.
Definitely. They would probably wear all their teeth out and just starve to death.
So the fact that we've got it in a silvery mole rat, manatees and wallabies, has it just all arisen completely independently in those three different groups?
That's what we're not sure about, whether it's the same gene that's been switched on in all these three mammals. Maybe it's an ancestral condition shared amongst all mammals, and it's just randomly switched on in a different species, or whether they've arrived at it independently. So still trying to find out the genes that control it.
It's fascinating. So this little wallaby is like the shark of the wallaby world.
Yeah, it definitely is, but much friendly.
Thanks, Kamaria. That was Kamaria Nazrula, and she's a PhD student at Monash University in Australia. And in another claim to marsupial fame, for a long time the narbalek was known as Australia's smallest wallaby, until the discovery of an even smaller species, the Monjon, in 1978, relegated it to second smallest. I'm Alison Balance, and this Our Changing World podcast first aired on RNZ National on the 26th of April, 2018. You can find many more Our Changing World podcasts at our webpage, rnz.co.nz/ourchangingworld. You can subscribe to us and get all our new podcasts in all the usual places. We're on the RNZ app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. There are plenty of other RNZ podcasts to check out as well. I'm enjoying the latest series of William Ray's Black Sheep podcast. He looks at some lesser known but notorious figures in New Zealand history. Recent episodes include New Zealand's Nazi Roy Callender, as well as Pākehā Māori Kimball Bent. We're on Twitter and Facebook as RNZ Science. Thanks for your company. Kia ora mai.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.